Welcome to another deep dive.
Oh.
And today we're going to be looking at something a little different.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be checking out Radiant Cleaning Services
Okay.
out there in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Sounds interesting.
And our source today is their profile on the Better Business Bureau website.
Cool.
And it's a really fascinating look at how this company kind of built themselves up from nothing.
Yeah, you know, these local business success stories, I love them.
They really are inspiring.
They are, yeah. It's and this is a real classic one.
Yeah.
We're talking about Sidney Marrera. He founded Radiant Cleaning Services just 12 years ago.
Wow.
Imagine he started as like a one-man show
Right.
back in 2012.
That's amazing.
And now
Just him.
he's got a team of over 35 employees.
It makes you wonder what did he learn along the way?
Yeah.
You know, the article mentions that he actually started out working for those big corporate cleaning companies.
Right.
So I bet that experience gave him some really valuable insights.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He probably learned a lot about efficiency systems.
Right.
Maybe even saw some things that he thought, you know, I could do this differently.
Yeah.
I could do this better.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is that he decided to launch his business in 2012,
Oh, that's a good point.
right after the recession,
Yeah.
when everyone was struggling.
It seems like a risky move.
Yeah, it really does.
It speaks to his entrepreneurial spirit.
It really does.
He must have seen an opportunity that other people weren't seeing.
Yeah, he must have.
I'm curious, you know, did the profile mention anything about his motivation or his like philosophy on business?
Yeah, actually, there's this great quote where Marrera says, "When I look back when my job is completed and I see my customers happy because we did a good job, I'm satisfied." And I think that says it all, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about the cleaning itself, it's about making people happy.
That's so important,
It is.
especially when you're dealing with people's like personal spaces.
Right, you're going into their homes,
Right. Yeah.
the businesses.
At least is where they live and work.
There's a lot of trust involved in
A
that.
lot of trust.
So it sounds like he really understands that. And that's probably one of the keys to his success.
Absolutely. You
Yeah.
know, building that trust and focusing on customer satisfaction, that's huge. But it also makes you wonder,
Yeah.
how do you translate that into a thriving business with 35 employees?
Right. How do you make sure everyone on your team is doing that,
Exactly.
providing that same level of care?
It's one thing to maintain those standards when it's just you,
Right.
but to scale that up, that takes serious leadership.
Okay, now I'm really interested.
Yeah.
Did they give any insights into how Marrera manages that?
You know, that's a great question, and one that the article unfortunately doesn't really address.
Okay.
But we can kind of speculate a bit, right?
Yeah.
Based on what we know,
Yeah.
I imagine it requires a combination of things.
Yeah.
Maybe he has like a very rigorous hiring process,
Yeah.
invests heavily in training.
Or has really created a company culture that emphasizes customer satisfaction,
Got it.
you know, above all else.
That makes sense.
It would be fascinating to just get a peek inside
I know.
and see how it all works.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, all the things that they do, they seem to offer a pretty comprehensive range of services.
They do.
We're talking way beyond just basic dusting and vacuuming.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right.
It's they handle both residential and commercial cleaning, and the list is extensive.
Wow.
Window washing, carpet cleaning, flood water extraction,
Really?
even things like tile and grout cleaning.
Mm.
They seem to have all the bases covered.
So they really do live up to their name. Radiant Cleaning Services.
They
They
do.
cover it all.
Yeah.
But is there anything that makes their services stand out from the competition?
That's a good question.
Is it just the sheer range of what they offer, or is there something more?
You know, that's where we need to dive a little deeper, because while this BBB profile, you know, highlights all their services, it doesn't really get into what makes them unique.
I see.
We'd have to go beyond the source
Okay.
to really see, you know, if there are any special techniques or customer service practices,
Right.
or even maybe a commitment to eco-friendly cleaning solutions or something like that.
Right.
That sets them apart.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's keep digging and see what we can find out.
Sounds good to me. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive, episode 2025-01-29, part 2 of 3.
It'd be cool to find out what their secret is.
Yeah, like what's the magic formula?
Right.
What makes them tick?
Exactly. And how do they keep that going, you know, as they grow?
Right.
There's 35 employees. That's a lot of people to manage.
That's a lot of people to keep on the same page.
Yeah, and make sure everyone's, you know, providing that same level of quality.
Yeah, you would think it takes a really strong company culture
For sure.
and probably a lot of investment in like training, you know, professional development.
Yeah, like maybe they even have a mentorship program.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Where the new employees can learn from the more experienced ones.
Yeah, like a buddy system.
Exactly.
And think about this too.
Yeah.
The logistics of it all.
Oh my gosh.
They're operating all over the place.
Yeah.
Middlesex, Worcester, Suffolk counties.
That's a lot of ground to cover.
It is.
They must have a crazy system for scheduling and all that.
Right, like routing, dispatching their teams.
Yeah, it sounds like a well-oiled machine.
It does.
Which I guess brings us back to our original question.
Yeah.
What does it take to build a cleaning empire like this?
Right. It's clearly more than just knowing how to clean.
Right.
It seems like this guy, Marrera, he's got a knack for this.
Yeah.
Building a business.
Yeah.
Managing people. Yeah. Creating systems that work.
Yeah. I mean, this is where it gets really interesting. You know,
it does.
We always think of success in terms of these big ideas or, you know, groundbreaking innovations.
Right.
But sometimes it's just about doing the simple things really well. And in this case, it's taking something like cleaning.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people might see as kind of mundane.
Right.
And just elevating it.
You're taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, like a level of professionalism and customer care.
Exactly.
That really sets them apart.
And it seems like he's done that by really focusing on the human element.
Yeah.
You know, building trust with his customers, empowering his employees.
Yeah.
Creating this culture where everybody feels valued.
So important.
It is. And it's a good reminder that even in a business that might not seem all that exciting,
right,
there's still room for passion and innovation.
And success.
And success, absolutely.
And, you know, thinking about Radiant Cleaning Services.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have such a positive impact on the community.
Oh, for sure.
It's not just about the cleaning jobs. They're supporting families, contributing to the local economy.
Exactly. And by focusing on customer satisfaction, they're kind of creating this ripple effect of positivity.
That's a good point.
You know, when people feel good about their homes and their workplaces,
right,
it can impact everything.
It's amazing how something as simple as a clean space can have such a big impact.
It is.
Right?
Makes you think about all those services that we take for granted.
Yeah, the everyday things
that
we don't always appreciate.
It's true. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2025-01-29, part 3 of 3.
Yeah, it really is all connected, isn't it?
It is.
Like the choices we make, the businesses we support, they all have an impact.
Yeah, they do.
And sometimes, you know, those little things can add up to something really positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a great takeaway from this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, Radiant Cleaning Services.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that success, it doesn't always have to be this big splashy thing.
Right.
It's not always about being the biggest or the most famous.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about just doing the ordinary things really, really well.
And doing it with heart, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finding those human connections. Yeah. Building those relationships with your customers.
Yeah, treating your employees well.
Exactly.
Realizing that your business is part of something bigger.
It's part of the community.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the next time you walk into like a spotless office building.
Right.
Or you're in somebody's house and it's just like sparkling clean.
Mm-hmm.
Take a second to appreciate the people who made that happen.
The people behind the scenes.
Yeah. You know, it's like this whole world that we don't really see.
Right.
But it's all around us.
Yeah.
And if we look closely enough, we can find these really cool stories.
Yeah.
Of, you know, entrepreneurship, dedication, community, impact.
And you never know, maybe Marrera's story will inspire someone listening.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, to take a chance on themselves and start their own business.
That's the dream, right?
Or maybe it'll just encourage people to, you know, be a little more appreciative of all the everyday heroes out there.
I love that.
The ones who are making our lives better, you know, one clean space at a time.
That is a beautiful thought.
It is.
And I think it's a perfect way to wrap up this deep dive.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us today. It's been a really fun one.
It has been.
Learned a lot.
Me too.
So until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep supporting.
Those local businesses that are making a difference.
Absolutely.